What could be more harmless than a handy email gadget named after a tasty fruit? A lot, say BlackBerry orphans, a generation growing up with increasingly tech-addled parents. Today, BlackBerries, those handheld email devices some call crackberries, go everywhere, from the school concert to the dinner table, and kids resent the intrusion. If you're a BlackBerry orphan or the parent of one, give us a call. Tell us how you hide your habit from your kids, and for you orphans, how do you get mom or dad to turn off that BlackBerry? Our number is 1-800-989-8255. That's 1-800-989-TALK. Or you can email us on your BlackBerry if you want to at talk@npr.org. Or maybe we shouldn't have said that. Catherine Rosman is a reporter with the Wall Street Journal. She wrote about a small army of kids rising up to protest their parents' incessant thumbing on their BlackBerries. And she joins us today from our bureau in New York. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Now, how did you happen upon this story? Are you an addict yourself?
Two separate questions.
All right, answer the first. You can answer the first one first. Then.
I came by the story because I was lucky enough to be the beneficiary of my editor's idea, and I was smart enough to snap up a good story when I heard one. He sort of was wondering out loud what his own kids thought about his BlackBerry, and I said, you know, that's a great story. Let me look into it. And the answer to the second question is I am definitely a news junkie, and I have a BlackBerry. I try to be disciplined, but it's a very slippery slope, and I have a lot of empathy for the parents of the children I spoke to for the story.
So is this largely an urban phenomenon, kids in big cities and suburbs?
It might be something of a metropolitan issue, but I talk to kids in Jacksonville, Florida. I talk to kids in Seattle, Washington. This is not a New York, L.A. thing. This is something that really is going on all over the country, anywhere where there are industries that mobile email devices play a role. And increasingly, we're talking about a lot of industries.
So what did you hear from some of these kids?
Well, some of the kids are just sort of irritated. Some of the kids feel that there's something of a double standard with their parents urging them to get off the IM and get off the video games. And some kids really expressed feelings of being ignored in a fundamental way. So it really ran the gamut. But what we found absolutely is that kids have strong feelings about this device, and they have an identification with it from a very young age. BlackBerry is among the early words that some kids are saying. They recognize this business tool, and they have feelings about it.
Some of what I found a little sad in your article was kids who said, you know, I forget whether it was a concert or a ballet performance, but one of the kids said, you know, I know that my parent, my mom or my dad, was on the BlackBerry while I was performing.
It's true. A young girl named Emma did talk about that. And I think a lot of children have a sense that they only have part of their parents' attention, and that while their parents may be physically present at the dinner table, at the dance recital, at the soccer game, they're checking their email, and the kids know it. And they're, you know, the kids have a sense of humor about these things because they recognize their own attachment to electronics, but there is something sad about it as well. I can't disagree with you.
Well, we have one of these parents on the line. Elizabeth Pecourt is a grocery store owner in Texas, and her children claim that they actually tried to flush her BlackBerry down the toilet, and I have just been told, unfortunately, that we do not have Elizabeth Pecourt on the line yet. We're hoping to get her. So perhaps you can tell us a little bit about what she experienced.
Well, from what I understand, Elizabeth has started a really sort of fabulous grocery store in Austin called P&K Grocery, and she's busy. She's trying to juggle this while raising two young children, and the BlackBerry is an important tool for her in doing so. But her kids are, as her son Holt told me, quote, very annoyed, as he said. And her daughter Elsa, it's interesting. She has shown that she understands this is a device that gives her mom some comfort and some security because, as Elizabeth told me this story herself, there was an incident where she came home from work one day, recently exhausted, sort of crumpled down on the couch in the living room, I believe, and Elsa went into her mom's purse and fished out the BlackBerry and brought it to her and said, "Here, Mommy, will this make you feel better?" So she, Elsa, who I believe is 4 years old, had, you know, a sense that this was something that her mom sought comfort from.
Wow. All right. If you would like to join our discussion about BlackBerry orphans, parents who abuse their BlackBerries in front of their children, give us a call. The number is 800-989-8255. We're going to take a call now from Patrick, and Patrick is calling from San Antonio, Texas. Hi, Patrick.
Howdy.
How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm not actually a BlackBerry orphan, I guess, per se, but I work at Circuit City, and I'm a big slacker, I'll admit it. But I'll go outside, I'm goofing off, not doing what I'm supposed to, and my my boss, Ruben, will come out and say, "Go, hey, Patrick, why don't—" oh, hold on 1 second. And there's the BlackBerry, and emailing, calling people, and then stand out there while I'm goofing off, just staring at him. And he stands there and does whatever, and it takes so long that he walks back inside, and I end up goofing off, continue goofing off. And it's hilarious, because you're like, well, I'm expecting some sort of, you know, punishment, reprimand for doing something bad or whatever it is that I'm doing. But no, in fact, I just get a good laugh. So
so you actually benefit by somebody's obsession with the BlackBerry.
I guess, I mean, you know, maybe the business is not benefiting, but I do. I think it's hilarious, actually.
Well, we talked to some time management experts who really question the BlackBerry's effectiveness in many ways because it's preventing people from getting into deep thought, I think, is one way one woman described it, that we're constantly reacting. And this constant act of reacting prevents us from sitting down and really getting into a strategic mindset about a set of problems rather than, you know, constantly responding to emails.
All right. Thanks for your call, Patrick.
All right, thank you.
And I understand that we now have Elizabeth Pecor on the line. Are you there, Elizabeth? Elizabeth Pecor? I guess we don't. We're having a little trouble. We're having a little trouble getting Elizabeth
Pecor.
She's elusive. Are you there, Elizabeth?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Elizabeth. We've been having a little trouble getting you. So glad to have you with us now.
Glad to be here.
We'd heard a little bit of your story from Catherine Rossman, but maybe you can tell us about your relationship with your kids and your kids' relationship to your BlackBerry. I understand they've actually tried to flush it down the toilet.
Well, like I told Catherine, you know, that I really could neither confirm nor deny that story. It up on their own, and so I bet that there was at least some discussion and probably some hovering over the potty of the BlackBerry.
Now, why do you use it so much, and why are your kids so frustrated by the way you use it?
Well, we just opened a new business here in Austin, Texas, P&K Grocery, which is a corner grocery store, but we also have a really active catering business, which I run that department of our business. So, you know, I have lots of balls in the air at all times, and I use the BlackBerry, you know, ostensibly to be able to get out of the office and to spend more time with them. But what ends up happening is that, you know, your stuff from the office follows you around.
Right. So there's no line between work and home then, you're saying.
Exactly.
Do you end up using it? Because I know some of the people that were in Catherine's article are using their BlackBerry during the family dinner time. Do you do that?
You know, I don't. I don't do that. I really try not to do that kind of thing. You know, what I find is that when they're, you know, at the park and I'm there with them, you know, it's kind of a nagging, it's a pull towards it, you know, where I'm like, oh, I could just maybe get, you know, do a few emails and just respond to some people and get that out of the way. But I do try to be a little more engaged with them than, you know, sitting at the dinner table doing the BlackBerry. But I can understand how someone could be pulled in that direction.
Well, have they actually put limits on you? Have your children said, "Mom, you've got to, you know, the way you put limits on us, we got to put limits on you with this BlackBerry"?
Well, you know, sometimes my son, we have a little joke that whenever I say a curse word, I owe him a quarter. And what he started saying now is like, you know, Mommy, if you say a bad word, then you can't use your BlackBerry. You know? So that's kind of embarrassing to admit, you know, national public radio, but it's true.
Do you think you could live without your BlackBerry?
I do. And sometimes I think I should live without it, you know, that it would make the distinction between work and home a lot more clear, you know.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Elizabeth.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me.
Elizabeth Pecor is a grocery store owner in Texas and a bit of a BlackBerry addict, as we just heard. And we're also talking with Catherine Rossman. She's the author of a Wall Street Journal article, BlackBerry Orphans. If you would like to join our discussion, if you have any questions for Catherine, or if you yourself are a BlackBerry addict whose children are up in arms about your addiction, we'd like you to give us a call at 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. And, of course, you can send us an email to talk@npr.org. And I'd also like to remind you that you are listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. We are going to take a call now from Juan, and he's calling from Lansing, Michigan. Hi, Juan.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. Go ahead.
Good. Actually, I'd say the BlackBerry is probably the exact opposite. I've had one for probably about 3 years. I think it allows me to spend more time with my family.
You do? How so?
Yeah, well, just like your last guest said, you know, when you're at the park, because I'm in sales and I work from home, but it allows me to do stuff like it's not a real busy day. You know, you can take the kids to the park. Because any emails you get, you know, you can just pick them up right then and there.
So you're saying, I hear a child in the background.
Yeah, she's excited because I pick her up from school early every day and, do my work. If anything pops up, I can generally take care of it right away on the BlackBerry.
I see. So if you didn't have the BlackBerry, you'd have to be in the office and you couldn't be with the kids.
Exactly. Because, you know, before I had the BlackBerry and all my coworkers, we discussed it, is that, you know, you'd spend at least 2 hours a night going through emails. And most of them are just junk emails anyway. But, you know, you have to get home, you have to log in, you have to go through them. Whereas if you have the BlackBerry, you've already, the important stuff you've already dealt with by the time you get home. So when you do get home, it's just pure family time.
All right. Well, do your kids ever complain that you're on the BlackBerry too much?
No. Well, my daughter, she's only five, and then my son's 2.5. So they kind of get a kick out of it. You know, they always bring it to me when it's beeping. And, you know, it is aggravating during the dinner hour, you know, when it goes off and you kind of need to look at it because it might be something important. But your last guess was right. You know, the most enjoyable thing is when I go camping, when there's no cell service, no BlackBerry. And I'm just like, hey, whatever happens, there's nothing I can do about it. So don't call me, don't email me.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Juan.
All right. Thanks a lot.
See, that's the interesting thing about this, Catherine Rossman, that, you know, we seem to have become slaves to the technology that was supposed to free us somehow.
It's absolutely true. And what the gentleman says really resonates with me, and I'm sure with a lot of other working parents and working people, frankly. The mobile email device is both a liberator and a tether. It allows us to leave the office, but it brings the office home with us at the same time. And it's one of the complications of emerging technology. Sometimes we have to figure out how it fits into the culture.
Let's take a call now from Jack, and he is calling from Corvallis, Oregon. Hi, Jack.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
I wanted to say, actually make a comment. I'm an RF engineer by trade, and interestingly enough, we had a company I was contracting for was making a fairly sophisticated video conferencing room, and one of my early jobs with them was to figure out a way to block certain signals coming from BlackBerries. They were particularly bad at about interfering with the equipment. So what we ended up doing, or what we ended up looking into, was blocking the signals. Well, my brother had this crack addiction to BlackBerries, and what we ended up doing was actually I ended up using everything I had learned to shield his living room from getting BlackBerry signals. So everywhere inside his house was completely BlackBerry free, and he could not for the life of him figure it out.
Did this without his knowledge.
Pardon?
You did this without his knowledge?
Oh, yes. I have absolutely no problem with it at all. It was like an intervention. I was just trying to save him from his own addiction, and his nephew was very grateful for me.
So his kids asked you to do it?
Oh, yes.
That's great. Well, thanks for your call, Jack.
You bet.
And I should mention that you actually, Catherine, you came up with a 12-step plan for BlackBerry users, didn't you?
We did. I spoke to a number of family therapists and therapists who specialize in obsessive-compulsive disorder, as well as a time management expert who I mentioned earlier in the interview. And we did. Together, we came up with a number of you know, some advice that we could give to people who use the BlackBerry, use the email device a lot. If they're interested in curbing their habit, we gave them some suggestions.
What were some of the suggestions? Just a couple. You don't have to give us all 12 steps. But.
Okay. Well, no BlackBerry at the dinner table was one. Another one, which I think is pretty important, is don't type emails while you drive. A couple children I spoke to said they were literally scared when they were in the car with their parents because their parents were doing messages while they were driving. So we said, that's a bit of a no-no. Also, people who are lying to their spouses and their kids about their BlackBerry use, if you have to hide it, it's probably an indication that you shouldn't be using it at that moment, because we did hear from people that they have found ways to hide their BlackBerry from their family.
Were they going to the closet or the bathroom or something?
Yeah, we had there was a woman in the story who, after work, puts her BlackBerry in the bathroom near the kitchen, and then during dinner ostensibly goes to use the ladies' room, but, you know, is hiding and checking her email.
All right. Well, Catherine, it's been good talking to you. Interesting article.
Thank you very much.
Catherine Rossman is the author of the Wall Street Journal article, BlackBerry Off Orphans. And this is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary.